In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Today we celebrate John Climacus, who was a saint in the 600s, who wrote an abbot of Mount Sinai, and who wrote the Ladder of Divine Ascent. And if any of you have in the past taken the time to pick up this book, you would find out that number one, it's a Christian classic. It's been universally read since he wrote it. It's been famous. It's secondarily, you would also find that it's very challenging for the average layperson, and it's written within a monastic concept. When we think about monastics in general, Christians, we shouldn't think that somehow we're called to completely different things. We're really called to the same goal, which is to lay a hold of Christ. But a monastery is an inorganic environment. What I mean is it's an augmented environment. You know, I can make up my own exercises at home and do various things, but that's quite different than going to be trained in the Marines or in the military, or to be going to a gym and having someone train me and isolate each and every muscle. So a monastery is a place where each and every spiritual muscle is sought to be strengthened and to be worked on. And there's this relationship of spiritual fatherhood within a monastery. And the life of confession these are much more strong relationships and much more prevalent within the monastic tradition. So a lay person, a person who is a non-monastic approaching this book, it can seem quite daunting, but it wasn't really written to simply be daunting. The daunting nature of it should just bring about humility. Whenever you encounter something in the Christian tradition that seems daunting, that seems overwhelming, like you can't obtain it, the goal of the writers is never that you would just give up. You think of it, Jesus says that some shouldn't even set out building the house unless they know the cost. But he isn't saying that on knowing the cost that they would become so overwhelmed that they would simply walk away. That they would walk away like the rich young man. So that's the first thing that we need to know. If we're reading the Ladder of Divine Ascent, it will bring humility to us. It is daunting. But that daunting is really meant for humility, and then more so that we could recognize that there is a high calling. But as a lay person practicing, there's no way for us to practice this life of monasticism because we're not monks. We have wives, we have families, we're single, we don't have an abbot. We only have a regular parish priest here. So, what do? Well, in our life, we end up letting the circumstances form us. For monastics, they go to a monastery, and if they live in a community, they have an abbot guiding them, and the community life forms them. For us, our monasticism, or our life, is wrapped up in the circumstances that get sent our way. If we're single, that's a circumstance. And we're called out to work out our salvation in our singleness. If we're married, that's a circumstance. We're called to, in our marriage, find Christ. And then not only in our marriage, if we have children, it's in the raising of children that we find Christ. And all of these things that many monks don't have, of course, they don't have a wife and children, these don't produce particularly a monastic formation, but they nonetheless can form us if, again, Christ is the center of everything we do. If we view our marriage as a marriage that Christ has given me, if we view our children as the children Christ has given me, if we view our job as the job that Christ has given me, the church that Christ has given me, if we begin to view our entire reality as Christ sending to us things to form us and to things that where we are meant to through them encounter him, then our life also becomes one of prayer and dedication and finding Christ. And in each rung of the ladder, the main point is this, is that the spiritual life is hard. It is something that is not just handed to us on a platter. It's not easy. It requires effort from us. The paradox is this, we can't climb the ladder in and of our own strength. But if we don't try to step on the rungs, we also will never climb the ladder. This is the paradox of the Christian life. Apart from Christ, we can do nothing. We can't do the first step, the second step. We certainly shouldn't be romanticizing about the 30th step. But if we don't do little efforts with what we've been given now, there's no way for us to even begin. And so, as I mentioned earlier, many people simply give up. It's overwhelming. And so why bother? God forgive me. Maybe I'll go to heaven. Maybe I won't. And I'm just not going to even work at it because it's too hard. Other people, lay people, romanticize. You know, why is it that I can't be on the 30th step? I've been Orthodox for 10 years now, 20 years now. Why shouldn't I be able to control my anger? Well, one of the main points we should take from this writing is that in every step, some things are out of reach for people. And you know, God is guiding these people up the ladder. He's guiding us up the ladder. So the only thing we can work on is what's going on right now. We can certainly yearn and desire to be dispassionate, to be prayerful, to be filled with love. But what about right now? And the only way this works, of course, is that in the right now, when we realize that we're not in this real life circumstances where we find that we're not loving, we turn to God and we ask for help. This wasn't written so that, again, that we could turn against ourselves and say, oh, look at how horrible I am. I'll never get there. It's meant to show you that there are higher rungs, so that when you don't see them within yourself, you can say, God, help me. And that we can also, as lay people or as non-monastics, we can recognize that every opportunity sent to us is an opportunity either to take a step on the ladder or to take a step down from the ladder. You see, in the ladder, you see the demons pulling people off and throwing them into the abyss. And this, of course, for many of us may produce a sense of fear. You know, am I going to be on my deathbed and then all of a sudden a demon's going to somehow pull me and take me in? That tradition produces a certain tension in the monastic life. For most lay people, that tradition makes them give up. In my experience, from what I've seen. As with other teachings about death, a lot of lay people I've seen just give up because they're like, why bother? There's always going to be some secret sin that I haven't confessed that's going to drag me to the pit of hell. But you know, we put our hope in Christ. You know, if I die and I haven't repented of everything, but I've done my best to, I put my hope in Christ. Apart from him, I won't be saved. Anyways, when we get into the rungs of the ladder and these things, we're to generally remember that every circumstance that's sent to us can either be a step up or a step down. But when we step down, we have repentance, and that God can restore us. And that ultimately, it's God's goodwill that he bring us up and cast us up. The good news of the ladder, the good news of our spiritual life, is that we don't have to do this alone, and that God deeply loves us and he wants us to succeed. He's not waiting to say, ah, you screwed up, to hell. But he is gently waiting for you to have the humility to see your sins and to do, in a sense, the next right thing, which, as I've said repeatedly in this Lent, is turning to him, asking for his help, and then doing what we can to strive after the kingdom of heaven by loving others, serving our neighbors, reading, praying, and exerting an effort in our spiritual life. We will only get up the ladder with God's aid, but it also requires our effort. God only gives great gifts to those who have prepared themselves for them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is.